the James Melton Show. Now, here he is, your host, James Melton.
Why, I sing to God's faces, the Norsic wing, swift as a dove to you.
Welcome to the James Melton Show, featuring the noted young American tenor, with the lovely Metropolitan Opera soprano Anna Mary Dickey, David Bruckman's orchestra, and Lynn Murray's chorus. And Mr. Melton's special guest, the talented Danish pianist and entertainer, Victor Borge. And here is James Melton.
We begin our musical festivities tonight with a song that's had a remarkable history. In 1941, in France, an obscure French musician named Allston composed a melody to which he gave the title C'est fini, it's finished. And then he disappeared. When liberation came, Allston, having served with that gallant underground army, the Marquis, returned to the Paris cafes to find his song being sung everywhere. Its title was now Symphony. And even our own GIs had adopted it, and the one tune that every doughboy whistled was Symphony. So this evening, the orchestra, the chorus, and I join in bringing you the American premiere of a brave man's song, Symphony.
Symphony. Symphony of love, music from above, how does it start? You walk in, and the song begins, singing violins start in my heart. And it softly dies. Symphony, sing to me. Then we kiss, and it's clear to me when you're near to me, you are my symphony.
Walking into our spotlight now is a beautiful girl who's gifted with a great talent. My glamorous singing partner, Anna Mary Dickey, who with all her success is unspoiled and real.
Well, that's a real compliment, Jim. But there are times when a little make-believe would be highly in order.
Maybe so, Anna Mary, but personally, I prefer that sort of thing set to music.
Oh, about the nicest job of musical make-believe was done by Magnolia and Ravenal in Showboat. How about impersonating those two lovable characters and repeating their version of make-believe? As I remember, Magnolia said, "The game of just supposing is the sweetest game I know. Our dreams are more romantic than the world we see.
And if the things we dream about don't happen to be so, that is just an all-important technicality.
Though the cold and brutal fact is, you and I have never met,
we need not mind conventions, P's and Q's.
If we put our thoughts in practice, we can banish our regret.
Imagining most anything we choose.
Come in. Well, well, of all people.
It can't be.
But it is. It's Victor Borger. As you all know, Victor Borger is an accomplished pianist. And for a month now, I've been seeing his picture in front of Carnegie Hall, where next Saturday night, he's going to give a concert, which will reveal his great talent as a pianist and entertainer. But suppose you tell us about yourself, Victor. Just how did you happen to take up the piano?
Well, I have to tell you the whole story. I was born in Copenhagen, Denmark. And my parents weren't very rich, so I was born at home. When my mother saw me, she was taken to a hospital. I wasn't like other children of 4 to 6. See, I was 8. My real pianistic career started when I was 4 years old. I remember as if it were yesterday. My father came into my room and found me in the front of a roaring fire. That made him very angry because we didn't have a fireplace. Remember, this was the day after my fourth birthday. First birthday, I almost said. He was standing there in the door and he said, "Borge." See, my father could never remember my first name. He said, "Borge, I'm ashamed of you. When I was a little boy of your age, I was 11. Then he took me by the hand and placed me in front of the piano, and I said, "I want you to be a great pianist." So I started to practice for hours and hours and hours on end. And when I got tired, I would just stand up for a few minutes. At the age of 15, I went on a big concert tour, from concert hall to concert hall all over Europe. And when the whole thing was over, I arrived triumphantly in my hometown. And when the train pulled into the station, they had put up a big, beautiful sign.
Really? And what did the big sign say?
Copenhagen. That was the beginning of my career.
Victor Borge, you certainly seem to be a lucky fellow.
Well, I got along pretty well most of the time, but I think that's because I believe in an old Danish saying. It's written in gold and hangs in a beautiful frame over the front door in every home in Denmark. And it goes like this: "Tyv tror hver mands sjæler."
Well, it sounds very, very interesting. What does it mean?
I don't know.
Well, thank you, Victor, for telling us about your childhood and the things you don't know. And now, won't you please play one of those delightful piano selections of yours? I know we'll all appreciate it.
Well, thanks very much, Jim. Anything you like particularly?
No. What'd you say? No, I'll just leave that up to you.
Well, how about Tchaikovsky? You know Tchaikovsky?
Oh, yes. I know Tchaikovsky very well.
Good. How is he?
Oh, he's fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you.
Well, I'll take care of that. And here's our interpretation of All the Things You Are.
In Leon Cavallo's famous opera Pagliacci, one of the most melodious moments is the famous serenade known far and near as Harlequin Serenade. James Melton sings it now.
Firo Alekin e a te vicin dice che amando e sospirando aspetta il poveri la tua faceta mostrami che io vo baciar senza tararà. Amor mi crucia, mi sta tormentando, ah, e mi sta tormentando. Oh, Colombina, schiudimi il finestrino, che te mi tira, di te chiamando e sospirando. Il povero Alekhine a te vicino. Alekhine!
comes now a delightful moment in the... It's Anna Mary Dickey time. And Anna Mary's chosen the tuneful ballad, I Wish I Knew. And when our Anna Mary sings, you'll usually find the boys of the choir around her. And I don't blame them.
I wish I knew someone like you could love me. I wish I knew you'd place no one above me. Did I mistake this for a real romance? I wish I knew, but only you.
Every once in a while, you'll notice that I just have to bust right out with a cowboy song. Partner, let's go.
Oh, give me land, lots of land on the starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in.
be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fetch me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle by a saddle underneath the western sky.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at models and I can't stand fences.
You've been listening to The James Melton Show with lovely Anna Mary Dickey, David Bruckman's orchestra, the Lynn Murray Chorus, and Mr. Melton's special guest, Victor Borger.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.